per gallon cash.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Kansas City residents are voting on multiple ballot questions in the April 4th election. Those ballot questions include whether or not to add an additional local tax to marijuana sales and whether or not to impose additional taxes on fees to short-term rentals like Airbnbs. All KC voters can vote early leading up to the election at three locations. And a man from New Mexico dies in a head-on collision on U.S. Highway 50 in Gray County.
The accident involved 44-year-old Alejandro Santiago, who was driving westbound when he veered left of the center in his Dodge Durango and hit an eastbound Peterbilt semi-truck driven by 37-year-old Rudy Klassen. Santiago was taken to the hospital but didn't survive, and he was not wearing a seatbelt. Klassen, who was wearing his seatbelt, was uninjured. The crash took place just before 9 p.m. on Saturday. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services, the division of the Kansas Department of Labor, and the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 2.9% in February. And this is unchanged from 2.9% in January and an increase from 2.4% in February of 2022. And a handful of Northwest Kansas counties, Trigo, Rooks, Cheyenne, Lane, Wallace, and Barton, had unemployment rates at 3% or higher. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment decreased by 1,500 from January, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs increased by 1,400 over the month, while government decreased by 2,900. Since February of 2022, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 41,300, and this change is due to an increase of 38,000 private sector jobs and an increase of 3,300 government jobs. The March 2023 labor report will be released on April 21st. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas is proud to announce that they have reached their $5 million goal in their first ever capital campaign, and the goal was reached thanks to a gift from the Robert E. and Patricia A. Schmidt Foundation. Gary Shorman, the trustee of the Schmidt Foundation, presented a check to President and CEO Jerry Michaud, which officially marked the successful completion of the DSNWK's Stronger Forever Together campaign. Michaud stated that they are forever grateful to all of the supporters of their capital campaign who believe in their mission and who have shown it by their financial support. He said special thanks is extended to the Schmidt Foundation for helping them reach the finish line, and it's through all of the support and generosity that has allowed them to achieve their goal. The money raised through the campaign was strategically targeted to benefit people with intellectual and developmental disabilities they serve by improving the group homes and developmental centers where they live, learn, and cultivate skills with purpose. In addition, they improved energy efficiency, strengthened security and safety through needed upgrades, and enhanced the effectiveness of service settings by completing much-needed facility repairs, renovations, technology upgrades, and accessibility improvements. DSNWK wants to thank everyone who contributed to the Stronger Forever Together Capital campaign. The Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, implemented in the state by the Kansas Department for Children and Families, allows peace of mind and financial assistance to families who are struggling to pay their heating bills during the cold winter months and will be ending this week. Department for Children and Families Secretary Laura Howard said LEAP has helped Kansas communities stay warm for many years, and it's an important and valued support program provided to families during cold Kansas winters. To receive assistance, applicants must apply either on the DCF website at dcf.ks.gov and click on Apply for Services, or apply in person and be eligible according to the qualifications. The applications became available January 3rd and must be received by 5 p.m. this Friday, March 31st. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address that is responsible for the heating costs of the home, and applicants must be able to prove a recent history of payments on the energy bill within the past 3 months, along with being at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. The one-time assistance payment is determined by household income, the number of people living at the address, the type of dwelling, and type of heating fuel used. Funding for LEAP is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Community Service through the Federal Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Awards were handed out for the 2023 Art on the Oasis show in March at Colby Community College, and organizers have extended appreciation to the donors and communities involved with another successful event. The judge was Chris Kutsky from Lawrence, formerly of Hayes, and high schools at the show included Colby, Wheatland Grinnell, Norton, and Winnetta Palisade in Nebraska, and Toby Flores of Hayes received Best of Show. The top three artists listed in each division were presented with cash prizes and includes, in the amateur division, an opaque painting. First place went to Teresa Reeves of Oberlin, second place Cassandra Reimer of Colby, and third place to Kent Lockhart of Norton. In the high school division for painting, first place went to Dylan Hawks of Norton, second place went to Ashton Wheeler of Winnetta Palisade, Nebraska, and third place went to Hawks of Norton. For mixed media, first place, Trayton Barnett of Wheatland Grinnell, second place, Rob Manning of Norton, and third place, Kiera Talent of Norton. For 2D, first place, Jaden Bradley of Colby, second place, Marisa Hempler of Norton, and third place, Dylan Hawks of Norton. And for photography, first place, Rob Manning of Norton, second place, Ashton Wheeler of Winnetta Palisade, and third place, Manning of Norton. The lesser prairie chicken has been placed on the endangered species list despite efforts from livestock groups to block the designation. The bird was added on Monday by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. However, several groups, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Kansas Livestock Association, are suing the agency in a Texas federal court. Under the listing, the rule requires livestock producers in areas of five states to create grazing plans to protect themselves from activities that could harm the birds. And it would also create additional regulations for landowners taking acres from the Conservation Reserve Program. For producers enrolled in a conservation service program, the NRCS is working with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to ensure those plans meet grazing requirements. According to a report from researchers at Kansas State University, a fungal disease targeting corn crops is moving across the Midwest and Great Plains. Phyllochora mydis, also known as tar spot, first appeared in Indiana and Illinois in 2015, and since then, it has spread to surrounding states. Farmers spotted it in Nebraska for the first time in 2021 and in Missouri, Kansas, and South Dakota during the last growing season. Southwest Missouri agronomist Brian Bunt stated that it's a very aggressive disease compared to some of the other diseases they deal with, like southern rust, gray leaf spot, or northern corn leaf blight, and it moves very, very quickly. He said he's seen pictures from the Midwest where the infection begins, and 7 days later, that field is completely shut down. The fungal disease attacks leaf tissue and corn and can rapidly deteriorate the plant. According to the Crop Protection Network, it's estimated that tar spot caused farmers to lose around $3 billion in the United States from 2018 to 2021 and has the potential to be more destructive in states that are just now seeing cases. Since it's still early, farmers will have to wait to see how much of an effect tar spot will have in states where it's just appearing, as the disease prefers relatively cool temperatures and humidity to develop and spread. Farmers are encouraged to report any sightings to their local extension office and to save the leaves so that the extension can confirm the disease. There is also a website called Corn IPM Pipe where farmers can report tar spot and get identification from specialists. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Are you looking for a good used vehicle for yourself or your kids? Ingalls Sales and Service has a large selection of really great quality used cars. Or if your present car needs a good going over, Ingalls will give it a full service and check for any possible problems to make sure that your vehicle is in top running condition. Ingalls Sales and Service is located at 209 West Lincoln in downtown Norton. Call 785-877-3391 and schedule your vehicle checkup today. Fit to Go in Norton fits your life. The Fit to Go exercise facility has all the time in the world for you to come in and get healthy. They have keyless entry so you can exercise at Fit to Go at any time of the day. And Fit to Go has memberships for yourself or your entire family. You can call Fit to Go at 877-4306 or see them at 411 East Home in Norton. At Fit to Go, they fit into your life so you can be healthy.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. NCBA says on its podcast, A Beltway Beef, its anti-WOTUS coalition is not giving up its fight in the wake of a Texas federal court decision allowing the Biden rule to take effect in 48 states and dismisses EPA's defense of the rule's timing. NCBA's chief counsel, Mary Thomas Hart, says National Cattlemen and its 14-member coalition is pursuing another case against the Biden-WOTUS rule involving North Dakota that could affect 25 states. Hart dismisses EPA chief Michael Regan's claim. At a recent state hearing, EPA had a chance to finalize WOTUS in December ahead of a Supreme Court decision to remove a rule uncertainty.
I think that Administrator Regan was incredibly ambitious in attempting to finalize this rule before hearing from the Supreme Court. I believe he said in that oversight hearing that EPA should be able to walk and chew gum at the same time.
Regan claimed EPA can quickly adjust the limited part of its rule should the Supreme Court redefine the significant nexus test for a water of the U.S. Hart argues that a change by the High Court could invalidate the entire rule.
There's a real chance that you are wasting government resources writing a rule that's going to have to be overturned. And so I think that's why NCBA and a lot of other groups asked the EPA to pause its rulemaking until we heard from the Supreme Court in the Sackett case.
Hart suggests EPA is being overzealous in pursuing Clean Water Act jurisdiction.
We are very concerned with the fact that, you know, EPA sees it necessary to finalize a rule, kind of flying in the face of the Supreme Court. And that's an argument that we've made to federal courts across the country.
She says producers should get technical advice on projects until the Supreme Court rules. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
At Emprise Bank, we're your partner in possible, and we believe that when we work together, your dreams are achievable. Which means today's feeding becomes tomorrow's breeding. First-generation farmers become multi-generational farmers, and the land you love becomes the legacy you leave. We provide flexible financing solutions to help your agribusiness grow. This is the power of possible. Visit EmpriseBank.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the...
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday on the Kansas Agriculture Network. We have some cooler, drier air moving in today as a ridge of high pressure builds in across Kansas that will continue to keep temperatures running below normal for this time of year. In fact, our overnight lows will be below freezing in parts of northwest and north central Kansas later on tonight. Now, on Wednesday, we have low pressure that's going to be developing to the west of us. We're also watching as a cold front moves in from the north. Really no moisture to work with on Wednesday with that front, so we stay dry. Temperatures will be at the coolest to the north of I-70 and a little bit warmer further south. Low pressure strengthens on the eastern side of the Rockies Wednesday night into Thursday. Ahead of that, we'll have a system coming in from the west that may produce some showers and thunderstorms later Thursday afternoon and Thursday night, primarily over extreme southern Kansas and Oklahoma. And then we have a dry line that's going to be setting up with windy conditions on Friday. Most of the storms are going to be in the far eastern part of Kansas, then pushing on off to the east, where the greater threat of severe weather will be. For the meantime, mostly sunny and breezy today in northwestern Kansas. Again, cooler than average with a high in the upper 40s. Clouds move in tonight, our low in the low 20s. And for Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. For north central Kansas, again, cool high pressure today. Sunny with a high in the low 50s. It'll be clear with upper 20s tonight. Tomorrow's high, 52. In northeastern Kansas, sunny with a high in the low 50s today, a very light northwest wind. It'll be clear, low 30s tonight, then warmer and breezy on Wednesday with a high in the low 60s. In southwestern Kansas, sunny and cool today with a high in the low 50s, breezy on Wednesday with a high back in the mid-60s. Across south central Kansas, sunny and dry today with a high in the mid-50s, tonight colder, our low in the low 30s, with Wednesday's high warming back into the mid-60s. And for southeastern Kansas, clearing and dry today with a high 52. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 13802. October down 97, 14325. August feeders down 240, 17887. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.